非常感谢神，我们喜爱的陆尊传道又来到我们当中分享神的话语。
Thank God as who has sent our beloved brother Zun among us today to spread God's words.
他正道的题目是出人意外的上帝。
The title of his sermon today is Unexpected God.
现在我们把时间交给他。
Now let's give time to our brother Zun.
各位弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣活着。
Our Lord Jesus is alive.
他今天活在我们中间。
He lives among every single one of us.
让我们听他的话。
So that we can listen to him.
让我们注目看着他。
So that we can gaze at him.
以至于我们可以真认识他。
So that we can truly know him.
今天我们的经文是马可福音五章二十二到四十二节。
Today's scripture is the book of Mark chapter 5, verses 22 to 42.
故事开始，管会堂的雅鲁来求告耶稣。
And the ruler of the synagogue in the beginning came to Jesus.
他来求耶稣不是为了得永生。
He came to Jesus not to have eternal life.
而是为了他的小女儿可以病得医治。
He came to Jesus so that his only little daughter can get saved.
我们信仰的起点不一定属灵。
Now our starting point of faith is not necessarily spiritual.
我在基督教家庭长大。
I grew up in a Christian family.
我十五岁才去教会。
I started going to church at the age of 15.
不是因为我觉得我需要上帝。
Not because I needed God.
是因为我性格不稳定。
Because I have...Character instability.
然后我需要朋友。
Because I needed friends.
我就想我回去我从小长大的教会。
So I think I should go back to the church where I grew up.
我们都是有求而来。
We all have a need.
有人是为了家庭的幸福。
And someone is for the family happiness.
有人是为了给孩子找一个可以成长的地方。
And some is looking for a place where his children can grow.
然而一个人愿意到上帝面前来，他已经先认识到自己的不足。
But when one person comes in front of our Lord to know about his own deficiencies.
这就是信仰的第一步。
And this is the first step of his faith.
我知道我不够，我需要上帝。
Because I know what I lack, therefore I come to God.
然而我们的信仰不能够停留在这个肤浅的起点。
But our faith cannot stop only at that superficial point.
这边讲到一个血漏的女人。
Here we're talking about a sick woman.
她来找耶稣因为她没有办法停止血漏的毛病。
And she came to Jesus because she cannot get healed in 12 years of his discharge.
我们的生命中遇到很多的问题我们自己无力解决。
And in our lives, we have encountered so many insurmountable difficulties.
这其实是上帝的作为。
But this is the works of our God.
在他赐给我们很多力量的同时，他也限制我们。
At the time he gives us a lot of strength, he also limits us.
他使人明白我们必须依靠上帝。
He made people realize that we have to rely on God.
我们都希望自己能够变成超人。
We all hope that we become Superman.
我们希望我们更聪明更健康更能够控制情绪然后有更好的记忆力。
And we hope that we are more intelligent, more healthier, and we have a supreme memory.
但是上帝似乎成了我们的敌人他限制我们。
But our God seems to be the enemy who limits us.
神所设计的人是很容易受伤也很容易挫折。
And the person God designs is very vulnerable and susceptible to setbacks.
神把我们放在一个软弱的处境里面。
Lord put us in a vulnerable situation.
我们若不是依靠他，生命就没有力量。
So that if we do not rely on him, we have no strength.
血漏的毛病是一个让人羞耻的毛病。
And the diseases the woman has is very embarrassing.
因为血漏是不洁净的。
And because his disease means uncleanness.
按照利未记十五章的教训。
According to Leviticus, the teaching in chapter 15.
一个人女人如果血漏的话就不能去敬拜。
If a woman has her own period, she cannot go to worship.
如果她碰到一个东西，那东西也不洁净。
If she touches something, that thing becomes immediately unclean.
如果她碰到一个人，那个人也变成不洁净。
If she touches a person, that person becomes dirty.
如果被她碰到的人，那一天不洁净，就不能去聚会。
And if the person she touches is unclean and she cannot, he cannot go to worship.
所以大家会非常的讨厌她。
And everybody hates her.
因为如果我今天碰到她，我就不洁净。
If I meet with her today, I become unclean.
所以大家聚会的时候，最好这个女人就不要出现。
And so when we have a worship gathering, and we want her to stay away.
这个女人竭力的要把自己医治好。
And in the meantime, she, the woman, wants to get healed.
她花了她所有的积蓄，她找了所有的医生，只为了治好这个毛病。
She spent all she has earned, and she see all the physicians she can.
她已经用了她一切的力量，她的病没有好。
She uses up everything, but her disease is still there.
这个世界也没有同情她。
And the world is not sympathetic to her.
她现在听说耶稣来了。
But he heard Jesus came.
她心里想，这是我唯一的盼望。
And she thought to herself, this is my only hope.
耶稣在海边讲道，周围围满了人。
And when Jesus was preaching at the board, and Jesus was surrounded by crowd.
当人群聚集的时候，最不该出现的就是这个女人。
When people start gathering, the only person that shouldn't be there, that's that woman.
女人来到了海边，远远看到耶稣站在那边。
The woman came to the shore, and he saw Jesus standing there.
耶稣跟她中间有一大块的人群。
Between her and Jesus, there was a huge crowd.
如果他要走到耶稣那里，他一定会碰到很多的人。
If he walks to Jesus, he's going to encounter a lot of people.
所以他最好把脸蒙起来，不要让人发现就是他。
And he better cover his face so that people don't know who she is.
凡是被他摸到都不洁了。
Whoever he touch, she touches is unclean.
你想象，如果人群中有一个人突然间说：“你看那个血漏女人。”
And can you imagine that one person recognizes the lady and say, hey, look at that sick woman.
全部人都会吓一跳，想要把她赶出去。
And everybody was amazed and tried to get her out of there.
也许用石头打她。
And she may get stoned.
他们不会用手打她。
Or get hit.
因为用手打她会让他们自己不洁。
And people will not even hitting her with her own hands because the hands who touches her becomes unclean.
可是这个女人她想要过到耶稣那里去。
But this woman wants to go to Jesus.
她想我一定要过去，哪怕只摸到她的衣服。
I definitely have to go, even I can touch his own garment.
她鼓起了勇气，不管别人怎么想，一定要冲到耶稣前面去。
He muster up all his courage, no matter what, he's going to walk through to Jesus.
这个女人的信心是大的。
And the faith of this woman is tremendous.
因为她看明耶稣是她的拯救，她不在乎旁边人怎么想。
Because she saw that only Jesus is his only savior. She doesn't care what other people think of her.
今天我们到耶稣面前来，我们来教会聚会。
Today we come into temple to worship our Lord Jesus.
我们只盼望见到耶稣。
We only expect to see Jesus.
不是为了教会旁边这一群人。
Not because of people who worship with you.
然后耶稣说，谁摸我？
And our Lord says, who touches me?
门徒说，这么多人拥挤着你，你还说谁摸你？
And the disciple said, you are surrounded by a crowd, and then you say, who touches you?
大家都摸到你啊，谁没有摸到你？
Everybody touched you, who doesn't?
可是谁是真正摸到耶稣的人？
But who is the person who truly touches Jesus?
今天在这个会堂里有许多人站在耶稣的面前。
In this temple, there are a lot of people in front of Jesus.
但是圣经将这个女人和众人分别出来。
And today, the Bible separates this woman from the rest of the crowd.
有这么多人摸到耶稣，可是只有一个人真正的摸到她。
A lot of people touch the garment of Jesus, but there is only one person who really touches him.
是一个用信心仰望耶稣说这是我的救主的人摸到了他。
And this is the person who looks up onto Jesus with her own faith.
不要小看教会里面软弱的人。
Do not overlook people who are weak in the church.
她也许是一个血漏的女人。
And they may be a sick woman.
她也许有很多的 trouble, 很多的问题。
They maybe have a lot of trouble and problems.
但耶稣知道谁是真正摸到他的人。
But our Lord Jesus knows who are those who touch him.
不要看高这些西装笔挺的人。
Do not look at the look Do not value those people who are in beautiful suits.
也许他们的心从来没有跟耶稣交往过。
Maybe their heart never encountered Jesus.
那女人的信心刚开始其实是盲目的。
And the beginning of the faith of this woman was to start with blind.
因为耶稣并没有教我们要去摸她的衣服。
But our Lord Jesus had never taught us how to touch his garment.
抓住耶稣的衣服是女人自己想出来的。
Clinging to the Lord's garments is, is their own idea of that woman.
这并不是真理。
This is not the truth.
但是她抓对了总原则。
But she has caught the general principle.
她认定耶稣是她唯一的拯救者。
He firmly believed our Lord Jesus is his sole savior.
所以她用信心来到耶稣面前。
He came to Jesus in confidence, in faith.
而耶稣纠正她的信仰。
And our Lord corrected her faith.
我们先信而后知。
We have our foreknowledge and then, we have our forefaith and then knowledge, post-knowledge.
耶稣告诉她是她的信救了她。
Our Lord Jesus told her she get healed by her faith.
又说你的病得痊愈了，平平安安的回去吧。
And the Lord told her, you can go home in peace because your faith has healed you.
我们用信心到耶稣面前，耶稣带领我们真正的认识他。
We came into our Lord in faith so that our Lord can make us know him.
所以真信心的结果也带来真正的知识。
And true confidence, a true faith brings about true results.
这时候你想起旁边有一个焦急的男人。
And that makes you think there's a guy, anxious guy by your side.
他叫做雅鲁，是教会的领袖。
And his name is Jairus, he's the leader of the synagogue.
他是为他女儿的性命来的。
And he came because her daughter's life is online.
他希望耶稣赶快到他家里为他女儿按手。
And he urges that Jesus come to his house immediately to save her daughter's life.
耶稣原来忙着讲道，他希望耶稣赶快到他家里去。
And Jesus is busy preaching, but he hopes that Jesus can go to his house to save his daughter.
耶稣说好，愿意跟他一起去。
Lord Jesus said to him, "Okay, I'll go with you."
如果那时有直升机的话，他一定叫直升机把耶稣载走。
If there by then there was a helicopter, he really hoped that the helicopter would take Jesus to his house right away.
可是他从海边走回到城里面去。
When he walked back from the shore into town,
路上杀出一个血肉的女人。
And out of nowhere came this sick woman.
如果你是这一个雅鲁，一定会想说，耶稣你快一点吧，女人你待会儿再来。
And if you were him, if you were this guy, and you would say, wow, you know, Jesus, hurry up. And this woman, hold on.
他正在急的时候，耶稣停下来照顾这个女人。
When he was in such a hurry, our Lord Jesus stopped to take care of this woman.
他一定在想，赶快结束吧。
And he must think that, oh, come on, finish up. You know, I need you now.
他正在想的时候，家里就有人来了。
When he was thinking about this, people from his house came.
家里人说你女儿已经死了，何必劳动心神？
Telling him that your daughter has already been dead, why bother?
刹那间一切的希望都落空了。
In a split of second, all his hope was gone.
他女儿已经死了。
His daughter died.
耶稣还没有到。
And Jesus did not have time to get there.
再叫耶稣去按手也没有意义了。
Well, it's meaningless to ask Jesus to put his hands on her.
如果我是雅鲁，
If I were Jairus,
我失去女儿的恐惧，
the fear that I lost my daughter,
然后悔恨，
and the regret that I have,
还有仇恨，
and the rancor and hatred,
一定一下从心里面涌出，
must all come to me.
但是我们的恐惧来自于我们心中对上帝有既定的蓝图。
Our fear came from the fact that we already had a plan for our Lord.
我们以为上帝一定要照我们的方法工作。
We think that Lord works according to what we want.
如果上帝工作的方法跟我想的不一样，我就害怕，然后就生气。
If the way Lord works is different from what I believe, that makes me angry.
但耶稣跟他说，不要怕，只要信。
But our Lord Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe.
而且耶稣继续的往雅鲁家里走。
And our Lord kept walking towards his house.
如果我是雅鲁，
But if I were Jairus,
我在旁边跟着，
I followed along.
我心里就开始嘀咕。
Well, I was saying things to myself. I was not sure.
女儿已经死了，还有救吗？
My daughter's been dead. What's the point?
难道要按手在死人的身上吗？
Is that you're going to put your hands on the dead body?
哦，所以许仆人搞错了。耶稣知道女儿还没有死。
Oh, maybe my, the people from my house, they made a mistake. My daughter was still alive.
可是走到家前面的时候，听到一群人在哭哭嚷嚷的。
When he came near to his house, he heard a commotion in his house.
大家在哭，你就知道女儿已经死了。
When everybody started crying, you know that somebody died.
所以你想象雅鲁真要崩溃。
And we can imagine in what kind of mental state, Jairus was.
但是耶稣第二句话抓住他。
But the second word from Jesus has taken hold of him.
比如说孩子不是死了是睡着了。
Our Lord told him that the child is not dead, but asleep.
啊睡着了。
Asleep?
难道耶稣真是个先知孩子还没有死。
But is that our Lord a real prophet? Our daughter is still alive?
也许他按手还来得及。
And maybe he still has time to put his hands on my daughter.
耶稣把大家轰出去。
And Jesus chased everybody out of the house.
耶稣自己带着雅鲁还有门徒进到屋子里面。
Taking Jairus and his disciple, Jesus walked into the house.
刚才雅鲁离开家的时候，孩子还在生死的挣扎当中。
Before Jairus left the house, the daughter was still struggling between life and death.
但他现在看到女儿已经不挣扎，完全平静。
Well, he saw his daughter completely laying down there in peace.
因为他看上去那女儿已经死了。
And his daughter seems to be dead.
但是耶稣走过去，伸手握住那个女孩的手。
But our Lord was walking to her, taking her by her hand.
雅鲁一定非常的吃惊。
I'm sure Jairus was in great amazement.
因为绝对不会有一个犹太拉比会伸手去摸死尸的。
Because never a Jewish rabbi would touch a dead corpse.
耶稣握着女孩的手，并没有按住她。
And our Lord took her by her hand, but did not put his hand on her.
耶稣用带着权柄的声音对女孩说话。
Lord is using his voice of authority to talk to her.
他说 Talitha Kumi, 就是小女孩起来。
And our Lord tell her, little girl, get up.
结果女孩就起来了，像刚睡醒一样。
And so did the daughter. She got up as awakened from her sleep.
雅鲁就大大的惊奇。
And Jairus was in great amazement.
他的女儿救回来了，但他对耶稣的想象完全破碎。
Her daughter got saved, but the imagination, the idea of Jesus in his hand was completely broken.
过去雅鲁的信心是建立在别人的见证上的。
His faith before was built up among other people's on other people's testimonies.
因为耶稣按手为很多人治病，他们病就好了。
Because our Lord Jesus put his hands on people and those people get saved.
他以为耶稣一病一定要按手。
Because he thinks that when our Lord heals, he must put his hand.
他以为按手一定要在人还活着的时候。
But he also thinks that our Lord puts his hands on a lively body.
他把信心建立在按手这件事上，当耶稣做的不一样的时候，他的信心就崩溃。
He only puts his faith on the fact that our Lord lays his hand on people, but when our Lord did not do that, that completely shattered his faith.
但今天主耶稣教导雅鲁一个功课。
Today our Lord taught Jairus a lesson.
你要相信的是主自己，不是他过去做事的方法。
You should believe in the Lord himself, not the methodology, the way he does things.
所以哥林多前书二章九节这样说。
First Corinthians chapter 2 said so.
神为爱他的人所预备的。
What God prepared for those who love Him
是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Cannot be seen and heard and thought of by people.
我跟随主耶稣。
I follow our Lord Jesus.
从15岁开始。
From the age of 15.
我非常喜欢祷告。
I love to pray.
因为我要用祷告来控制上帝。
Because I like to control our Lord by prayers.
我会花很长的时间祷告。
I spend long time praying.
我会禁食祷告。
I pray, I fast and pray.
我会不跟人家说话，练习安静的祷告。
I talk to nobody and learn to pray in silence.
我15岁、16岁那两年，人家都叫我圣人。
In the years of my 15, when I was 15 and 16, these 2 years, people called me a saint.
我非常的敬虔。
I was very, very pious.
我非常的谨慎，不要犯罪。
I was very careful not to sin.
为了保证一件事。
So that I guarantee one thing.
我祷告上帝会听。
When I pray, God listens.
但其实我慢慢明白。
But gradually, I understand.
不是叫上帝听我的。
But I cannot make Lord listen to me.
是叫我听上帝。
I should make myself listen to him.
我祷告到一个程度。
I pray such.
我感觉上帝责备我。
That Lord blames me.
不要留在学校祷告了。
Don't stay pray in schools.
回家跟爸爸吃饭去。
Go back home and eat with your parents.
去跟他和好。
And reconcile with them.
回去做你的功课。
And go home, do your homework.
做你该做的事情。
Do what you're supposed to do.
我不要为上帝设计工作表。
I cannot design a working schedule for our Lord.
我要去拥抱神量给我的生活。
I need to embrace the life of our Lord gave me.
我发生的事情是神量给我的。
Whatever happens to me is given by God.
我身边的人是谁量给我的。
The disease that came to me is also given measured by God.
我的教会是神量给我的。
And the church is also given by the God.
叫我停止抱怨。
So that I stop complaining.
专心倚靠这一位救主。
Concentrating on relying on this sole sovereign.
一面生活，一面跟随，一面祷告。
Living and living my life, following and praying at the same time.
罗马书十一章三十四节说
，In Book of Roman chapter chapter
十一章三十
四 chapter 11 verses 34
说谁做过他的谋士呢
？Who has been his counselor？
一个有信心的祷告也是简单的祷告。
A faithful prayer is a very simple prayer。
就像孩子对父亲的祈求一样。
Just like the one that the kid is begging his father。
孩子并不知道事情要怎么成就。
But the kid does not know how things he asks for gets done。
他只是单纯的把心愿告诉父亲。
He simply tells his father what he wants。
如经上所记，将你们所要的告诉神。腓立比书四章六节。
Just like in the book of Philippians, present your request to God.
真信心的祷告把结果交托给神。
The true faith prayer, leave the results to our Lord.
不要告诉上帝该怎么做。
Don't tell our Lord what to do.
并且准备好，如果神要做的不一样，我就顺服。
But you have to prepare yourself to be humble when things do not come along your way.
你有没有在路上塞车的时候心里很烦，在祷告
？When you are in the traffic jam in the room, do you feel annoyed?
我塞车的时候烦死了。
I was frustrated to death in the traffic jam.
我刚去英国短宣。
When I went to England for a short mission trip.
我开 manual shift.
I drive a car with stick.
要坐在右座。
I have to sit on the right.
伦敦的交通比纽约还糟。
Traffic in London was worse than the traffic in
New York. 我二十个 mile 开了两个小时。
It took me 2 hours to travel 20 miles.
平均时速只有五到七。
The average speed is only 5 to 7 miles.
我左脚要踩 clutch， 踩到都已经酸了。
And my feet get soured get tired.
然后我心里正烦躁的时候，主说现在可以享受它。
And when I have so much frustration, our Lord tells me, "You should enjoy me."
我不是一直希望有安静的时间好好祷告吗
？Do I wish for a peaceful time to pray?
主说你现在有两个小时。
You have 2 hours right now.
如果是我以前的话
，If I were myself before,
我就会开始祷告。
I would pray.
说主啊，前面十个 mile 地方有一群塞车。
And Lord, 10 miles ahead of me, there was a traffic.
请你把200台车从那边搬到另外一个地方。
Lord, please move this 200 cars away out of my way.
所以现在我的路就可以快一点。
So that I can go a little fast.
我们都会替上帝做计划。
We always design for our Lord.
但其实上帝的计划就是要我停止计划。
But our Lord's plan is for me to stop planning for him.
神要我专心看着他的同在，而不是他的蓝图。
Lord, want me to focus on his own existence, not his plan.
所以这样祷告变成一个安静的聆听。
In this way, a prayer becomes a quiet listening.
我从一直要上帝满足我变成欣赏上帝的作为。
From the state that I always want God to satisfy me, and right now I'm listening to him.
让我的心放轻松去赞叹欣赏这一位救主的作为。
So that I let my heart be focused on enjoying what this great Lord has done in me.
我们如果在教会服事的话，
If we serve in the church,
不要迷信特会。
Don't be superstitious about gathering.
不要迷信模式。
Don't be superstitious about modality.
不要迷信有名的讲员。
Don't have too much faith in a famous speaker.
因为只要主在就是够。
If our Lord is here, that's enough.
而他的特性就是他是常做心事的神。
And the particularity of our Lord is to work on our hearts.
他是独行其事的上帝。
And our Lord does things His own way.
所以我读圣经的时候，渴慕认识他。
When I read, therefore, when I read Bible, I earn to know Him.
我祷告渴望亲近他。
I pray to aspire to get closer to Him.
我要跟随他的声音。
I want to follow His voices.
然后我安静的等候，让他把他的路给带出来。
So that I can wait in peace.He tells me the path ahead of me.
所以让主的教会不要为明天忧虑。
So that the church of our Lord does not worry about the future.
让主的百姓不要过度的规划。
So that the people of our Lord do not design.
因为雅各书四章十四到十六节这样说。
Because in the book of James chapter 4 verses 6 it says,
因为明天如何你们并不知道。
You do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
真正的信心就是认定他是救主。
The truthful faith is to recognize who the real Savior is.
专注在认识他胜过认识这个世界。
Focusing on knowing him rather than knowing the rest of the world.
效法属灵伟人的信心，但不要效法他们走过的路
程。We need to learn the faith of great people, not the process and the way.They live.
因为神对每个人的引导都是独特的。
Because the guidance of the Lord for each person is different.
让我们一起来做祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Our dear Lord.
你是活着的主。
You are a living God.
你走在我们的前头。
You are walking ahead of us.
让我们跟随你的脚步。
So that we can follow your footsteps.
赐给我们真实的信心。
Giving us true faith.
跟随你。
Following you.
并且相信你。
Believing you in the end.
让我们知道你活着。
You let us know that you live.
我们不必害怕。
So that we don't have to be afraid.
哪怕你所行的与我们想的不一样。
Even though what you do is different from what we think.
让我们愿意拥抱你的作为。
Lord, please let us embrace your workings.
使你用你的作为来改变我们的生命。
So that your cause change our lives.
赦免我们。
Lord, please forgive us.
叫我们不要掌握你的作为。
So that we are not controlling your work.
叫我们被你的作为掌握。
So that we are be controlled by your work.
使你常常叫你的名常使我们惊奇。
So that your name is surprising to us.
所以我们欢喜赞美你每天新的作为。
So that we rejoice in everyday activity.
赐福今日。
Lord, you give us today.
让今日成为我们用信心跟随的日子。
So that today is the day we follow you.
直到我们见主面的日子。
Until the day we see you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In praise of, in name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.